Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Emily Scarlett producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Angie Mayhew, who is Executive Director of Haven House and with the Greater Lansing Homeless Resolution Network. Good evening, Angie. How are you?
I'm doing good, Cheryl. Thanks so much.
I guess I've talked to you a few times. I call you Angie. I should probably call you Angela, shouldn't I?
Oh, no, Angie's fine.
Okay. It's Friday afternoon. I'll call you Angie. I'm thinking that the Greater Lansing Homeless Resolution Network is fairly self-descriptive. I'm guessing it's trying to resolve the problem of homelessness in the Greater Lansing area.
It is. It's a consortium of about 25 local agencies in Ingham County. And we get together and work on the problem of homelessness, talk about all the resources that we have, make sure that we know that are well aware of all the programs that are available, and then try to identify gaps in services and then try to tackle those gaps as much as we can.
Well, and what comes to mind when you talk about looking at all the resources available, with everything we hear about budgets and so forth, are we a little lacking in the resources in this area?
Well, we do have some excellent resources right now. The ARRA funding that came out a year and a half ago or so provided the community with an influx of money to help homeless and to prevent homelessness. Because the easier way to go is to prevent homelessness. You save a lot more money for the community if you can stop the homelessness from happening. So we had a big influx of that, but about November that money will be out. And we don't have any money to replace that. And as you said, state and local governments are seeing smaller revenues. Many of us have already been told in Ingham County that there won't be any funds available, and lots of us have counted on those funds for many years.
Oh, boy. What came to my attention through a email from you was census figures, some new census figures on vacant housing on the rise in Michigan. And that can be looked at a couple of different ways, can't it?
Yeah, it can. At first glance, it can look like there's lots of available housing out there for people to choose from. But on the other hand, it can tell a couple of different stories. One thing it tells us is lots of people have left Michigan. And the other that we see in our area and crossing, I think, some economic lines there are people doubling up. Families aren't, you know, they might lose their home under foreclosure, and maybe they don't end up in the shelter system, but they turn to their family, and they end up moving in with their parents or their brother or their sister or something, and everybody's sharing expenses to be able to make it.
And one of the things that I was kind of stunned by, and since you're in working with folks with these issues all the time, the number of homeless residents in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, in 2009, we reached 100,000. That was the last real count. We did do a preliminary count late fall, and we were at about 101,000. And in our local area, you know, on any given day in the Lansing area, there's 400 to 500 people that are homeless.
Oh, boy.
So any given day.
Wow. That's a big number, and that's a distressing number.
The
number of vacant houses, and I hate to just deal with numbers, but we'll get there first so that folks can understand the size of this problem. According to the email from you, the Michigan vacant houses in Michigan soared from about 215,000 to about 400,000 between 2000 and 2010 in that decade. That's an immense jump.
That is an immense jump. And I think, you know, there's, of course, a lot of different factors affecting that. We all saw the foreclosure rate in Michigan was a number, you know, close to number one a couple of times there.
Sure.
In that. Not the greatest thing to be number one. But,
no.
We had a lot of foreclosures. And with that became, you know, those people became renters. They weren't able to go and purchase another home after that. And then another thing is they ended up moving in with family. And again, when we talk about all the vacant housing, it might be there, but is it affordable for people?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big issue. A lot of people, you know, that we see are low income, but low to moderate income people pay 60 to 99% of their income towards housing.
Is part of the plan with the Greater Lansing Homeless Resolution Network, I'm getting, since we're talking about homeless folks and then we're talking about vacant housing, trying to connect these two and put these two together?
Yeah. One, there's resources for landlords to advertise for free. The Michigan State Housing Development Authority is the force behind the campaign to end homelessness, which created 63 different 10-year plans to end homelessness. But they have a website that landlords can use and an internet site called www.housinglocator.com. And they can post any of their vacancies up on that. It's advertised. All the agencies know about it. And so it's a good free way to help landlords be able to advertise when advertising costs are a little ridiculous these days. So
well, it is. What's going through my head now is I can understand a landlord and going, man, I'd love to be able to do this, but how can I let my house go for free? But there's subsidies, is what you're saying. So there's a benefit to them as well. They'll get a little bit of something.
There are some subsidies still available out there. Capillary Community Services is running the Homeless Prevention Rapid Rehousing Program, and they have some short-term subsidies. Lots of the other subsidies are available, like Section 8 and different programs that are just like Section 8, still have pretty long waiting lists. And so a lot of times we're asking landlords if they can wiggle on the rent. And a lot of times they're able to, but we understand they sometimes can't lower it to what might be really affordable for more people because they too have a mortgage on that.
Sure.
They have bills they have to pay. So it's kind of a circle that I'm not sure we know where we're going to come out of it yet.
Well, but it's a creative idea that all of you have put together to try to match up two wants and needs.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people, I believe, will come together. The housing locator, like I said, is really the resource that most of us use to try to send people to look for housing. And that was something that was created through this coalition, not just throughout Michigan.
Well, so, I love the creative idea and the work that you're all doing. We'll keep track of this and let us know when there's something new on the front with this, and because we want to let folks know. Thank you, Angela, so much.
Thanks so much for having me on, Cheryl. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Angie Mayu, who is Executive Director of Haven House and with the Greater Lansing Homeless Resolution Network. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.
Here's your updated Lansing area forecast for more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Areas of fog in the overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, low of 55. Fog early on Saturday morning, partly sunny throughout the day, high 79. Winds gusting as high as 22 miles per hour. And showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday night with cloudy skies, low 61. Stay tuned for more Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Hi, I'm Tony Young from Young Buick GMC here in Owosso, the new Buick City. And here's what we mean by that. If you're in the market for a Buick, I promise you, you're going to get the best deal and the best service right here in Owosso. We're going to carry over 200 Buicks and GMCs, and we've got a great selection right now. We'll put you behind the wheel of the new Buick Regal with no money down, as low as $276 a month, or the Buick LaCrosse with no money down, only $298 a month. These are two hot cars. You want a Buick Enclave? It's the hottest midsize sport utility around. You can drive that with no money down, as low as $420 a month. And GMC trucks, I've got an